This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Katkins Animal Rescue is pleased to announce that their Facebook page is back in action after an error on the side of Facebook. They will be playing catch-up and posting many animals and fun posts, and they ask that you please help get their faces out and share and like posts. Once again, Katkins Animal Rescue Incorporated has had their Facebook page reinstated, and you can once again find them on Facebook and share their posts accordingly. Tuesday, January 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., there's a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. You are asked to please call 1-800-733-2767 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter Peace Center to schedule an appointment. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, January 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. over at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. Over the past year, Civic Media has done many stories in many locations. Here's Savannah Tomey-Olson with a highlight of one.
At the end of the year, we're highlighting some of our best stories from our reporters across the state. Melissa Kay explores how climate change could impact Wisconsin's cranberry crop.
This year, cranberry growers in the state are projected to produce 5.3 million barrels, which is less than the 2024 harvest of 6 million barrels. Grant Hawley is the executive director of the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association.
Our researchers, seeing the handwriting on the wall and seeing how temperatures, the climate, not the weather, the climate is ticking its way up, they started to move those research pieces over to heat tolerances.
With the shortened season, growers are looking at an average year of production. This year was likely on the border of what the fruit can tolerate in terms of heat and humidity for prolonged periods. Holly said if this is the average climate we can expect going forward, cranberry growers will probably be okay.
If that degree keeps ticking a little bit higher and we keep getting warmer and more humidity, then we need to start to worry.
And what Holly said would cause the worry are bugs and pests cranberry crops haven't had to worry about before.
Are the cranberries going to be fine? They are. They grew up here. They're made for Wisconsin. They're not going to go extinct.
But Holly said these changes to the cranberry climate could cause a drop-off in plant production. Researchers are working to mitigate that as much as possible. But even with these challenges, Holly said Wisconsin isn't likely to lose the cranberry crown anytime soon.
We are producing about 67% of the nation's cranberries, a little over half of the world's cranberries. Are things going to get a little bit leaner? Yeah, they are. But we're not going to lose that title. Wisconsin's still going to be the home of the cranberry.
That's Melissa Kay reporting from Wisconsin Rapids, and I'm Savannah Tomey-Olson. This is Civic Media News.
With winter weather once again making an appearance in the area, it is very important to remember some basic driving tips for being out on the roads. Remember to slow down. It's harder to control or stop your vehicle on a slick or snow-covered surface. On the road, increase your following distance enough so that you'll have plenty of time to stop for vehicles ahead of you. Also remember, don't crowd a snowplow or travel beside the truck. Snowplows travel slowly, make wide turns, stop often, overlap lanes, and exit the road frequently. If you find yourself behind a snowplow, stay far enough behind it, and remember that while passing it is legal, it is not recommended. Though if you do decide to pass, use caution. If you are stopped or stalled in wintry weather, stay focused on yourself and your passengers, your car, and your surroundings. Stay with your car and don't overexert yourself. Let your car be seen, put bright markers on the antenna or windows, and keep the interior dome light on. Be mindful of carbon monoxide poisoning. Make sure your exhaust pipe is clear of any snow and run your car only sporadically, just long enough to stay warm. And as always, remember to stay calm. And if at all possible, don't exit your vehicle for very long. Remember, you may not be as visible as you think on the roadside, and you're safer inside of your vehicle. Saturday, February 7th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Bobbers on the Lake in Butternut is hosting their Winterfest Fishery. It's $10 for a ticket to fish. And you can find those tickets for sale at Bobbers on the Lake, St. Croix, and the Butternut Feed Store. There's also going to be raffles galore, with a cash payout for the top three lengths, and walleye, northern, perch, and crappie catch and release raffles. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, February 7th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. over at Bobbers on the Lake. And just remember, you can find $10 tickets to fish at Bobbers on the Lake, St. Croix, and the Butternut Feed Store. Civic Media is highlighting some of the stories we've covered this past year across the state. Here's Savannah Tomielsen with more.
Historically, firefighting foams have spread PFAS, which can have lifelong effects on the body. James Kelly covers a firefighting foam made from soybeans instead.
An alternative to PFAS-laden foam exists. It's called soy foam, and it's developed right here in Wisconsin. Soy foam is made from soybeans. It's developed by a Georgia-based company, Cross Plains Solutions, where David Garley is managing partner and chief tech officer. Soy foam was tested at Chippewa Valley Technical College's Fire Safety Center, which Garley says has state-of-the-art facilities. He says the center's been a critical resource for addressing two specific challenges, making it as effective as PFAS-based foams and improving its shelf life.
My team and I would come up with the samples. We'd give it to the professionals here at CVTC, and they ran it through a whole battery of different tests. And then the feedback that the firefighters would give us, we would take back to the lab, make those changes, and provide another prototype.
Chris Turner is the lead technician at the Fire Safety Center. He says they're hoping to prevent the use of chemicals we still don't know are bad for us yet, especially for firefighters.
But the real difference with soy foam is they've committed to, first and foremost, making a safe foam and used plant-based products in order to do that. So the likelihood of, you know, another 20 years down the road, one of those other chemicals that might have been used as a replacement for PFAS, who knows what we can find out later that could actually be harmful as well.
Some departments are already experimenting with soybean-based fire suppressants, including the Menominee and Elk Mound fire districts, according to testimony at the state capitol, where a bill would let fire departments be reimbursed for purchasing the foam under a state grant program.
That's James Kelly reporting from Chippewa Falls. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A reset for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers in meetings today, reviewing what went wrong in their 41-24 loss to the Ravens at Lambeau Field. I talked to Packers running back Josh Jacobs.
I think we all got to look in the mirror. I mean, from the top down, coaches included, I think we got to look in the mirror and, you know, have a reality check on, you know, what we need to do to either give more or, you know, or to do more for this team. The things that we need to fix and go ahead and correct them.
The Packers and Vikings game has been moved to a noon start this Sunday at U.S. Bank Stadium. NBA, the Bucks in Charlotte tonight to take on the Hornets. Milwaukee with a 112-103 win over the Bulls Saturday. It was Giannis' first game back from a calf injury, playing limited minutes.
We wanted to save minutes in the first half so we can have him three rotations in the second half. I mean, he obviously hated that. I think the second time we took him out, I thought he was going to go nuts. But it is what it is.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
Windy with a little light snow and blowing snow, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy today with a high right around 15 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to around zero for an overnight low. Tomorrow, some light snow, mostly cloudy, with a high in the low to mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.